Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Thanks very much, Joanne. Well, a report by the Oireachtas Finance Committee, which has been examining access to cash, the Access to Cash Bill indeed, is recommending that legislation includes an obligation to make denominations of cash lower than 50 euro available. Fianna Fáil TD John McGuinness is chair of the Committee on Finance, and Seamus Boland is chief executive of Irish Rural Link. They join us now. John McGuinness, you're recommending that the Access to Cash Bill includes an obligation to make notes smaller than 50s available through ATMs. Is this a widespread problem?
It is for rural Ireland, I think. We need to have a particular reference in any legislation now as to what is required by the banks to insist that the banks will provide not only ATMs, but that we will break down whether it's a 50 euro note or a 20 euro note. And I think it's important for access for all that this would be made clear to the banks. So when they make a change with an ATM machine, or when they change the value of the notes in that machine, that they're held to account in terms of the protocols that are set down for the use of ATMs in this particular piece of legislation. We saw where the AIB withdrew a number of ATMs, and then because of a public outcry, they had to restore them. So these are essential pieces of infrastructure to assist people with their finances. And the committee have put forward quite a number of recommendations in relation to this bill, and we'll be following up on this through our discussions with the finance minister.
And for those you're talking about, ATMs that are run by banks there, some of them are through private providers in shops. Are you covering all ATMs in this recommendation?
The private providers likewise. I think it's essential that money is available to customers, whether they use private or whether they use banks, through these ATM machines, and that they can get access to the level of funding that they want from these machines. And it's important to note that lots of people will look for smaller notes than 50, and they need to be accommodated, and we need to reach out to the public to get their view on this in terms of the work of the committee. We have done a considerable amount of work and interaction with those involved in this space.
Did you get submissions on it already?
We have indeed a number of submissions from various people. So these are our recommendations, and this is what we will be putting forward in the context of consideration of this bill.
Right. But I think Brian Hayes, the Banking and Payments Federation, head of the Banking and Payments Federation, in his opening statement to your committee, said back in February that the Central Bank of Ireland figures show the value of ATM withdrawals has fallen by almost a third since the pandemic, with the volume declining by almost 45%. And it argues that machines at the likes of credit unions and POS and cashback facilities at tills be classed or defined as a cash facility and count it as an ATM. So do you detect a reluctance on the part of the banks to provide greater services or variety of notes even through ATMs from statements like that?
Yeah, and that is the problem, that they fail to see the other side of this argument. They fail to take on board the views of their customers, the views of organisations that represent older people or people with a disability. And if we went down the route of what Brian Hayes is suggesting and what the banks want, we would be disenfranchising people and not giving them the services that they want to access simply because they might be disabled or because they might not need a note of 50 euro and they might need something less. And it impacts on rural Ireland as to the location of these machines and as to the type of notes that they give out. So, you know, we've done a lot of work on this. We've listened to everyone, including Brian Hayes, and these are the 14 recommendations that we would make.
All right, well, stay with us, John McGuinness, because Seamus Boland is also on the line. Seamus Boland is CEO of Irish Rural Link. You represent groups in disadvantaged and marginalised rural areas. Seamus, you also made submissions about ATMs to the Oireachtas Committee. Are you encouraged by what you heard there from John McGuinness about the recommendations they're proposing to bring forward?
Absolutely, and I'd like to congratulate John and his committee on the work and the recommendations they've made. Look, we began to receive serious complaints as far back as middle of last year of people who were complaining about ATMs disappearing. The complaint about the denominations available was also always there. And of course, the other big complaint is so many areas now don't want to receive don't want to even take cash or don't want to at all as tender. They just want card. All of this put us into action last year when we started a campaign to say, look, we're moving digitalization too fast. There's too many people affected very badly by it. And unfortunately, the banks have failed to invest in any kind of education or advice to help people get over these problems.
So what are you dealing with? Are you dealing with the fact of, you know, ATM deserts in terms of the provision of them in certain areas of the country, and where they do exist, do people maybe who only have 30 quid left in the account find themselves unable to access their funds through machines that are only giving out 50s?
Exactly. I mean, all of the above. John has already alluded to the fact that some banks have had to restore ATMs, etc., around the place. And that was, I think, as a result of no doubt his work. Certainly, we made a very loud splash about it. So they have helped a lot by returning many of those. But there are areas where we would still say there should be an ATM in that village or in that town. There may not be a post office because that's probably closed. So these areas are deserts, as you point out. But really, it's the pace of this and the failure by the banks to understand the real problem at hand, which is you're moving far too fast for people, especially of an older age group.
Right. And so what is the solution to this? Because it may be argued that, you know, people would be experienced back in different years that the smallest notes were given out first and then the 50s would be left at the end in the ATM. Should ATMs be exclusively stocked with smaller denominations to ensure that doesn't happen? Or what's the way around this? Seamus Bowen, if you want to come in on that, and I'll come to John McGuinness.
If it was to John, no problem. But look,
well, your perspective. Yeah, go on, Seamus.
Well, we argued. You know, we took a little bit of what the bank said on this, but we wish they'd take a lot more of what we're saying, which they haven't. But we would take a little bit. We would say, okay, you may, you know, if people are looking for 200 or more euro, then you know you can expect there'll be some 50s, but there should be an obligation on that ATM to dispense the notes, mainly in the lower denominations. If it's a higher amount you're taking from it, and that would be rare, then obviously maybe the 50 can be added. But we're making it very clear: the smaller the tenors and 20 notes should be available for every transaction, and it should be a choice.
All right, John McGuinness, we're coming to a pinch point early next month where you know, grandparents maybe who want to put a few quid in a card for children making communions and the like will want to be accessing a number of maybe 20s or 10s or even 5s, perhaps. Would you like to see ATMs exclusively stocked with the smaller denominations and not run the risk of them running out of those and having 50s?
Not exclusively, but there needs to be a balance where anyone that wants to withdraw a lower denomination can do so. And you mentioned, deserts in terms of ATM machines. We've also recommended a 5 kilometre radius. And within that radius, there should be that service. And the question really is, are we allowing the banks to run financial policy or is government going to run it? And if government is going to run financial policy in response to the society that we represent, then we need to have ATM machines and we need to have mixed currencies depending on the withdrawal of the money. And I would say about Brian Hayes and commentary about the going back to COVID, it depends on where those stats were taken from. But I would suggest that in Northern Ireland and in certain communities, there is an absolute need to have the lower denominations because people don't have that much in their account.
All right. Well, so actually, another listener makes a tip, about tips, which affects probably both urban and rural when it comes to, you know, paying for meals and the like. They may pay the bulk of it in the card, but may want may want to have a smaller denomination in order to give a tip to some of the serving staff. A listener texts into 51551 to say, "Would totally agree with John McGuinness. It's impossible to have small amounts of money anymore for tips."
The banks should listen to their customers. They should listen to what people are asking for. Not everyone is computer literate. Not everyone can, you know, get involved with the digitization and what's going on. So we need to meet people some of the way. And in meeting people some of the way, they're asking for lower denominations, easier access to cash, and cash in use in society.
All right. I let you perhaps get a drink of water there, John McGuinness. And to you, Seamus Boland, on this, it's also a factor in people budgeting, isn't it? They can, you know, take a certain amount in their wallet every day, and in order to be able to ration their money over the course of a week when means are limited, or in order to facilitate saving, they may want to break up their resources by using smaller denominations.
Yeah, exactly. There are many, many people who have grown up, and they're not necessarily all old people either. I mean, many old people are well able to manage digital banking. Let's be very clear about that too. But yes, there are people who just like the feel of the cash. They like to know what cash they have. They feel more responsible. It's just a habit. It's just a way. And that's what we mean by the pace of digitalization. We have to slow down. And as John says, they need to start listening to customers who are saying, we have a legal tender, we want to have access to legal tender, and we want to be able to pay and use legal tender when we so fit, because then we can control our budgets. We don't have the computer access that people think we should have. And of course, internet isn't, it's nearly there, but it's not there altogether in rural Ireland either. So until that happens, and until the banks, frankly, invest in education programs, then I'm sorry, these regulations proposed by the Oireachtas Committee are welcome, and I hope the Minister for Finance acts upon them.
On that front, John McGuinness, the Minister for Finance, is a party colleague of yours. Have you had any indication over the course of taking submissions on this, how this might be received and how the Minister for Finance might be minded in that regard?
No, but the pre-ledge scrutiny that we went through offers an insight into what the public want and what the issues really are. So all of this and our recommendations will be put before the Minister for his consideration. And I'm hopeful that he will see the need for government to guide policy, particularly in the access to cash, on the access to cash issue. I think that he will, but we have to wait and see what the Department of Finance will say. But it goes back to the point I made earlier, that it is the government that should be laying down the law in relation to what types of denominations are available, both privately and through the banks. And I would say that there's many, many, many people listening to this programme that manage their finances through MABS and through other organisations. They don't have the money. They watch carefully their bank accounts, and they want to be able to manage in cash.
All right. Well, we have a text here, Seamus Boland, and to you, John McGuinness, as well. But to you first, Seamus Boland, going to not a rural location, in fact, another urban location. But it says, in Paris, many of the ATMs ask the customers how they want their notes, 50, 20, 10, or also a mix. This listener believes it's not hard to do. Do you think it'd be worthwhile for some of the providers to have a look at that kind of technology here and offer that option to customers?
Absolutely. I think the main thing is the banks know well they can supply that service. They really don't want to. And I think I read the opening statement by Brian Hayes as well at the Oireachtas, and it was very clear to me that he was trying to steer the committee and the rest of us away from that kind of service. They don't want to provide it. They want to move us out of it altogether. But the technology is there. And as you know, in some European countries, in fact, some of the European countries like Austria, I've taken an even stronger line. So it is possible, and they can do it if they wish.
All right. John McGuinness, the other argument is privacy. We have two texts in already. Some people just don't want the bank knowing the line-by-line transactions. They'd like to take out cash and pay for things without their bank knowing what they're spending their money on.
Yeah, that's true. I've come across that, and we need to recognise that that's the case. If we're representing the society's view on this, well, then we need to provide the notes, provide the ATMs, and understand how people want to spend their money. I think that that needs to be reflected through legislation. But in Ireland, unfortunately, the banks have too heavy a hand in terms of the type of legislation that's produced, and indeed the outcomes generally would favour the banks. So what I'm asking for is that we would consider what the person wants, what the customer wants. And this is a demand that needs to be met by the banks. The technology is there, the wherewithal is there to do it, but have they the will to do it? I don't believe that they have, so therefore they need to be guided in terms of the legislation and the regulations that are laid down. And there needs to be access after that to allow people to review what's going on, to review the response, to ensure that everything is in line with whatever legislation might be produced.
Okay, my thanks to John McGuinness, Chair of the Oireachtas Finance Committee, and to Seamus Bolan, Chief Executive of Irish Rural Link. We're going to look at dogs in the office next.